for me, it's such an exciting film because I haven't done a war movie before, and I haven't done an Australian movie perhaps with this sense of scope about it. So whilst I've done quite a long batch of movies over the years, this is certainly probably the most exciting in terms of all that kind of stuff.
Now, I don't know too much about your work as the director of photography. I've been asked to ask you what rushes are.
What rushes are. Well, rushes are, that's what we call them in Australia. In America, they're called dailies. What they are, in fact, is the bits of each day's filming that you get back and watch. So because we're shooting on film for Beneath Hill 60, we shoot all the film during the day. That gets sent off to the lab in Sydney and gets developed. And then it gets transferred to video, and then we can watch it. And when those videotapes or discs come back for us to watch, they're called the rushes or the dailies. So, in fact, they're like the day's work, but we might be seeing it 3 days later from when we shoot it. So there's a bit of a delay in that transferring because that's got to happen in Sydney.
And how much goes on tape? How much usable goes on tape in the course of a day, on film?
Well, it's interesting. We shoot at what we call a film ratio of about 20 to 1 or 15 to 1, which basically means that for every minute that you see on the finished movie, we've shot about 15 or 20 minutes of material to end up with that minute that we actually use. So so most of the film ends up, in effect, on the cutting room floor, but that's what you need to do to get the right shots that you use in the movie.
And we were talking about the special effects, making it rain. I know that at this particular place in Kelso, there are probably a few gum trees around. How are you going to make Australia look like France or Belgium?
Yeah, well, it is one of the trickiest little thorny things that we've got to deal with, and me in particular. Luckily, a lot of Beneath Hill 60 in the trenches, when we're doing the scenes in France and Belgium, happens at night. So all the big sort of row of gum trees all the way around the property at Kelso, which is, you know, it's a fair way off, but they're clearly visible. At night, of course, we're not going to see them. It's going to be black. So that's great. Phew. But for the day scenes, of which there are still a few, luckily we're down in the trenches for most of them. And so when you're down in the trenches, we only just see the very tops of the odd tree here and there. And that's the way it was planned from the beginning. But for the few scenes where we're above the trenches, we're just going to have to use a few movie tricks. Shooting in such a way where we can't see the horizon. And a couple of shots, we're actually going to use visual effects to digitally paint in a background that will remove the tree line. So we can't do that for every shot because it's quite expensive, but we'll certainly use a few tricks to try and, get that look of France and Belgium that we need.
Toby, what sort of look do you want this film to have?
Well, there's two sort of parts to the film, the way we've seen and the way all the discussions that I've had with Jeremy, the director as well, and David Roach, the writer, is that in Queensland, the scenes that happen in Queensland have got a bit more of a period film feel about them. It's more sunny, it's got that warm tones of northern Queensland. And then when we go over to the Western Front, it becomes, we're trying to give the feel that it's more an ominous place. It's a bit more moody. It's even in the day, it's a little bit darker. There's not much sun. So we're going to use above the trenches during the day big scrims. So the sunlight will be diffused and will give us the effect of a cloudy look.